You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Cash me outside.
What time are you supposed to go trick-or-treating tonight? That's my question. What time do you start? It's a Monday night. Got to work and school tomorrow. Four? We start at four?
It has not been unusual for doorbells to ring starting at 4 o'clock.
I think I'm going to send them out at four-ish. Start it up.
Yeah.
Still bright out-ish. Yeah.
But a lot of people aren't home from work, and so you might get a lot of no answers at 4
you
o'clock.
Might. I guess you could start at 4 and then send them out for a second round around 6. That's come home, rest, have a little dinner, and then go back out.
What a great idea.
Round 2.
You guys come home, get some tomato soup with grilled cheese.
Warm up a little bit.
Dunk your grilled cheese into your tomato soup and then head back out.
Get out there, yeah.
You know, there have been plenty of Halloweens where it's 19 degrees and sleet.
Oh, yeah.
So what a gorgeous day.
This will be super nice.
We're going to get for all the little ghosts and goblins. You'll actually be able to see their costumes. They won't be all bundled up in coats.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what a great weekend we had, too, with weather. We went up to a little trunk or treat event up at this church by our house, and I will say it was really well done. They made the kids work for the candy. Each station they had set up, you had to like participate in a puzzle or an activity or something to get your candy. The best one they had was when one vehicle was set up with a giant Mr. Potato Head.
Okay.
It was huge. It was like 8 foot tall, and you had to jam your hand up his nose and grab boogers and pull them out, and they had like these foam balls covered in slime, and these kids were pulling out the boogers. And then written on the ball was like 2, 3, 4, and that's how many pieces of candy you got.
That's great.
So these kids are like, getting their hand up in there. And
I would have liked to have been in the promotions meeting when somebody, you know, suggested that.
Boogers. We need boogers.
We have a giant Mr. Potato Head, and the kids pull boogers out of them.
Yeah. It was really, really well done. And then we got our pumpkin carving done. And I do want to do a quick shout out. I posted a picture, actually, on our Facebook page because we talked about the mixer hack last week where you get your cake mixer in there and you try to clean out the inside of the pumpkin with that.
Right.
And I will tell you right now, it is complete and total crap.
Why?
It does not work.
I've seen the videos.
You can't get your mixer in there enough if you cut the hole too small.
Oh,
so you've
got
to start with a giant hole so you can really get in there. And it just kind of bounces off all the edges in there. It doesn't really do it. A lot of the comments on Facebook, Desiree said, I tried it on one pumpkin. It was okay. It didn't reach the bottom. Cleaning off the beaters was a pain. Yes, it was. She says, I went back to my old rusty metal spoon to finish for the second pumpkin.
You need what you need. You need those, like if you got a socket set and you're working on a socket and you got the long extension for the socket set.
That's what you need.
You need an extension for your beaters. And I'll bet they sell.
Yeah.
Tall beaters for that very reason.
You probably could find one. But yeah, that's the other thing. When it did hook like the little strings in there, it wound them so tight on the beaters and like all the way down to where you plug it into the actual mixer. It was insane trying to get those off. They were wound so tight, so difficult. So if you're carving pumpkins tonight, I say don't do the mixer hack that's going around. Does not work.
But we saw the videos of people doing it. How did they do it? Maybe you ran your mixer too hot.
It's got to be one of those things where they shoot a video 15 times until they get one that works and actually looks good, and then they post that one.
You know, there's always a possibility that you just...
I'm pretty
screwed
good
it up.
With a hand mixer.
Are you really? That you?
I know my way around a hand mixer.
Out of all the things that you brag about you're so good at, you're going to add that to the list?
It's really not that difficult. On, and then you go in a circular motion.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you might have had it too many RPMs.
No, I tried low, I tried middle, I cranked that baby all the way up.
All right.
Doesn't work, buddy. Sorry, bro.
Okay. I don't care. I'm not carving a pumpkin.
Yeah, you don't care.
I don't care. We got lots going on the show today. I want to tell you a quick note. I was on a plane yesterday. I had to catch a flight to fly to the Mile High City. And when I first walked up to the gate, it says delayed.
Okay.
And I was like, okay. But it was only delayed 5 minutes. I'm like, well, that's no big deal. 5 minutes. But then it was a bigger delay. And then a bigger delay. And then people are standing around. They keep making these weird announcements. But on the announcements, you can't even really hear on the overhead.
Mm-hmm.
It's a poor PA system. Yeah. So finally, after an hour-long delay, they finally started boarding the flight. And here's what it turned out to be, is that the crew... Well, first of all, the plane itself was late getting there from wherever it was coming from. But then they had a problem with the crew. the crew was there, because I've been in that situation before where you got a plane but no crew.
Right.
No pilots, no flight attendants. The crew was there. However, they were claiming they had worked too many hours and were not allowed to go over.
Really?
And there's a whole bunch of people sitting around in the, you know, the boarding area who are like, could they not have worked out? Could the airline not have worked out the schedule in advance?
Yeah.
Because there's...
pilots, you can only work so many hours if you're
pilot. And flight attendants.
Okay.
You can only do so many hours, and one guy who was waiting to get on is with that airline. And he said, you can only work so many hours a day, so many hours a week, so many hours a month, and so many hours a year.
That's great.
And so he said what would happen is if when you're taking off, they rule that you would be landing over the time allotted,
yep,
then you wouldn't even be allowed to take off. So the flight attendants and the pilots were sitting there waiting while they negotiated with the airline or something.
Oh, they're like, really, I'm not tired. I can do this.
Yeah. So now, do you see the fatal flaw in this for passengers? Is we're all under the impression, they say, okay, we're going to go ahead and board and go, but we're all like, but these people are over their amount. It's like a truck driver.
Yeah.
You know, it's like over the road truck drivers. They only, you know, are supposed to drive so many hours. So now we're all getting on the plane thinking, how many hours have these people been working?
Right.
How long has this pilot been working?
The planes basically fly themselves anymore.
That's
right?
What I told the guy sitting next to me.
Just put it on autopilot.
He goes, yeah, except for takeoff and landing. I go, no, even takeoff and landings these days
done by itself.
Can be autopilot. I think it can be either way. But anyway, the plane took off fine. I've never heard an announcement like this before. The pilot, it was a woman. She was the pilot. And she came out and got on the little PA and was apologizing for the delay and said, we had to work this out with the airline.
Yeah.
We had to do this, blah, blah, blah. And then she promptly went into the cockpit. And it was probably the smoothest flight I've ever had.
Beautiful.
And I will say, and I'm not just saying this, it was the smoothest landing I've ever experienced in my entire life.
Like butter.
Where I didn't even know we had landed.
Oh, that's really good.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times there's that woomph or something like that.
Yep.
I didn't even know. First,
well, we're going to try extra hard. Right?